is the sweet spot, where we take a closer look at the week's biggest sports stories in Arizona. I'm Brandon Tran, and thank you for joining us for our last episode of the semester. On today's show, we'll go through the Arizona Wildcats football win in the Toro Toro Cup over the Arizona State Sun Devils, and reflect on ASU season coming to an end. Also, the start of high school basketball for Brophy Broncos. And finally, a charity event at Topgolf with the Arizona Coyotes. The much-anticipated Toro Toro Cup football game between Arizona and Arizona State was played on Saturday, with the Wildcats going to Mountain America Stadium and beating the Sun Devils 59-23. Alex Chevening has more on how Arizona was able to notch their first win over Arizona State at Tempe for the first time since 2011.
A sea of red was all that was left in the stands of Mountain America Stadium last Saturday as the clock hit triple zeros. Arizona football walked out of Tempe with an emphatic 36-point victory over their rival Arizona State. After ASU took an early 7-3 lead in the first quarter, the Wildcats would go on to score 7 unanswered touchdowns to have the game virtually won with 9 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The win gives Arizona their first season with 9 wins for the first time since 2014. Arizona football head coach Jed Fish.
You know, it was one of those games that our guys just played fantastic ball, had some short fields, capitalized, had some long fields, drove the ball. So just really proud of our team.
One reason why Arizona was able to score so many points was because of the connection between redshirt freshman quarterback Noah Fafita and sophomore wide receiver Teteroa McMillan. The pair, who played together in high school for 3 years, had record-setting numbers. Fafita threw for a Territorial Cup record 527 yards and 5 touchdowns, while McMillan hauled in 11 passes for a Territorial Cup record 266 yards and 1 touchdown. The duo's great performance earned them Pac-12 honors, with McMillan winning the Offensive Player of the Week award, and Fafita winning the Freshman of the Week award. Fish said their connection since 8th grade was one of the reasons why they were recruited together.
When we recruited them in 2022, that was a huge part of it, their relationship. And we felt like if we continued to stay strong with T-Mac all the way through, in the end, he was going to play with his buddy. And I think it's worked out well for him.
Senior running back Michael Wiley scored a hat trick of touchdowns, while Arizona also had touchdowns from sophomore running back Jonah Coleman, senior wide receiver Jacob Cowing, and redshirt senior tight end Tanner McLaughlin. The Wildcat defense also did its part, forcing 2 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery, while holding the Sun Devils to just 7 points until the 4-minute mark in the third quarter. Arizona will play in a bowl game for the first time since 2017, possibly playing the Oklahoma Sooners in the Alamo Bowl. The rivalry win all but cements one thing: Arizona football's arrow is pointing up, and entering the Big 12 next year, the Wildcats should be contenders their first year in the conference. For Cronkite News, I'm Alex Shenevy.
As the Wildcats move on to play a bowl game, the Sun Devil Tribulant season is over. As head coach Kenny Dillingham reflects on his first year, Benjamin Yates also was in Tempe for the post game.
The Arizona Wildcats have been crowned the winners of the Territorial Cup as they beat their rival Arizona State Sun Devils 59-23 this past Saturday. And while the Wildcats would be able to move on to a bowl game after this victory, the Sun Devils knew since the beginning of the season that bowl games were going to be off limits. ASU announced a self-imposed bowl ban on the program before the season even kicked off in the coming Saturday. A disappointment for fans and players alike that led off the season in Dillingham's first taste of adversity as head coach. As the Sun Devils ended on a 3-9 record for the season, the same record they finished with last year without Dillingham.
I mean, the highlights of year one, we won the same amount of games we won last year, right? Through all the adversity that we faced, right? We didn't get worse. Through the craziest year I've ever been a part of, and I've coached Pop Warner. I've coached at a park 7 minutes from here. And we faced more adversity in this game than when the lights wouldn't turn on at the park and you had to practice in the dark, right? faced more adversity than that, and our guys didn't flinch. You go in the locker room, and you have guys saying, oh, we're in the right direction. We believe in the direction we're going.
ASU faced adversity all season. In the first game, a massive haboob storm delayed the second half until late in the night. While the game ended in a win over Southern Utah, the first week was just an indication of how turbulent this season was going to be for the Sun Devils. The next game had no storm, but Dillingham's squad faced a ranked Big 12 school opponent in Oklahoma State. And this game began to spell the Sun Devils' downfall. Injuries on offense dominated the story of the night and led to a 6-game losing streak stemming from this first loss of the season, which decimated the offensive line.
You don't want things easy. Nothing in life easy is good. You want things hard. You want things gritty. You want things to be difficult. You don't love these moments, but they're actually good for you. They're good to feel the pain. It's needed in order to get to where you want to go.
The last half of this streak, though losses, had close finishes that could have gone either way. After ASU beat UCLA in the Rose Bowl, Ray Anderson officially resigned as athletic director in the midst of a week prepping for the Oregon Ducks. ASU ended the season with 2 losses, one against the Ducks and the last one against the Arizona Wildcats this last week, both at home. The losses brought the curtain down on a bitter season, and Dillingham, the rest of the Sun Devils, are still trusting the process.
How quickly can I win right now? Because, to be honest, they don't want to be there. Most coaches don't want to be at the job they have, right? They want to get another job. So they're going to do everything that, oh, we have $2.5 million in NIL. Spend it all right now. Empty the bank load. I have to win this year so I can leave. That's how a lot of people operate. That is the opposite how we're operating here, because I want to build something that's sustainable. And even though that may hurt us early in the process, when it gets built, it's going to last. And it's painful to sit up here and lose. I hate it. But even worse than losing would be in 5 years from now, not having built it.
While it was the beginning of Dillingham's career, it is now the end of ASU's time in the Pac-12 football landscape for next season. With the new conference comes a set of new opponents. West Virginia, Kansas State, Iowa State, and more are going to be regulars from now on. And of course, some familiar Pac-12 foes. Utah Utes, Colorado Buffaloes, and of course, the Arizona Wildcats.
I think we faced a very, very, very difficult schedule when you truly look at it, because how deep the Pac-12 is. And I think that's only going to, callous us moving forward, which is a good thing.
For the Sweet Spot, I'm Benjamin Yates.
With Brophy basketball coming off that state finals run, the Broncos will look to pick up where they left off last year. I went to Brophy Prep to learn how the Broncos plan to get back there. After falling short last year, 6-8 state finals, the Brophy Broncos will look to build off the state finals run as they return 3 out of 5 all-region players from last season. One of the key players returning, senior guard Braden Speed.
This has been a really long offseason. It's gotten boring at times, just not playing other people, but I'm excited.
Brophy head coach Matt Hooten spoke about last season's state final run and what it will take to get back there.
Yeah, I think a huge commitment from everyone on the team, from players to coaches to our managers, to be the best version of themselves every day. We've got to be the best practicing team in the state. We've got to get out there and defend.
One of the players making a commitment to basketball is sophomore guard Dalen Sharper. He already has 7 college offers for football and 1 for basketball.
Hard work every day in practice. You need to be determined, never give up, and stay strict. Be A+ in the weight room, at practice, in games, everywhere. So just be all around good.
Last season, Braden Speed was first team all region. This year, he will look to lead the team back to the playoffs.
It means a lot. Been on this team for 4 years. Hopefully can bring a ring. Never brought that here before.
Brophy is coming off a win over Desert Vista, 65-56, in their season opener. The Broncos will face South Point Catholic on Friday at 7:30. For Cronkite Sports, I'm Brandon Tran reporting. The Arizona Coyotes host the Coyotes Classic at Topgolf Scottsdale on Monday, fans were given the opportunity to mingle with players and alumni from the team to support and raise money for Arizona Coyotes Foundation. Cronkite Sports' Austin Hopola says this is the first time the event has been held in the post-COVID era.
It's not every day that you get the chance to play golf with your favorite NHL player. For fans of the Arizona Coyotes, that chance was provided through the Coyotes Classic. It's a gathering that brings the community together for a good cause, one that supports the mission of the Arizona Coyotes Foundation. The team's general manager, Bill Armstrong, believes it's important for the organization to be involved with its community.
I've always felt with our players, if they get to know the community, they'll fight harder. So right away, it's a huge thing for us. And, you know, our group of players are just tremendous people. Not only do they play hard on the ice, but off the ice, they give as much as they can.
The Arizona Coyotes Foundation supports organizations and programs that promote access to education, health and wellness, and economic advancement for underserved and diverse communities. Fans and sponsors teamed up with players at Topgolf Scottsdale to enjoy a night that included golfing, raffles, and of course, food and drinks. Coyotes center Nick Bugstag says that he enjoys meeting up with members of the community.
As players, we want to be involved as much as possible in our communities and try to raise some money here. I think that's the main goal tonight, so we'll have some fun doing it. Some guys are good golfers. Myself, I am not, so we'll take her easy and just kind of hang out and mingle with the fans.
While the players appreciate nights like this, they also realize there's a lot of work left for this season. The focus on Monday night's event was of course hitting the ball off the tee, but the primary objective of hitting the puck on ice still remained top of mind. Left winger Michael Carcone looks forward to what the rest of this season will bring.
I think there's been ups and downs. Obviously, we have big goals of making the playoffs this year, so there's got to be improvements as we go here, and I think we're seeing that now at the quarter mark, so as long as we continue to grow and keep battling, I think we're going to be all right here and get to the playoffs.
It's safe to say that the Coyotes Classic was a successful night. Not only did the event raise money for the Arizona Coyotes Foundation, it also created memories for the fans and players, and by giving back to the community, captured the holiday spirit. From Cronkite Sports in Scottsdale, Austin Hippola reporting.
And this was The Sweet Spot. This show was produced by Benjamin Yates. Special thanks to Austin, Alex, and Ben for their contribution to the show for the whole semester. I'm your host, Brandon Tran. And from all of us at The Sweet Spot, happy holidays.